This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. President Donald Trump says that Iowa is one of the places being considered for the signing of a trade agreement between the United States and China. U.S. and Chinese negotiators are working to finalize the agreement and hoped Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping would sign it at a summit in Chile later this month. But Chile announced Wednesday it was canceling the event due to ongoing mass demonstrations. Now the two countries are looking for an alternative location. President Trump says he believes a deal will be finalized soon.
I want to get the deal done first, but we're thinking about Iowa. You know why? Because it would be the largest order in history for farmers. So to me, Iowa makes sense. I love Iowa. It's a possibility.
Farmers have been hit hard by the trade war between the world's two largest economies. Trump has been trying to assure them that they will come out ahead in the end. Iowa is also the first state to start the 2020 election process in February. Former Democratic Congressman Beto O'Rourke announced Friday that he is dropping his 2020 presidential bid. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Beto O'Rourke has announced on Twitter that he is dropping out of the Democratic presidential race. It was in March when the former U.S. congressman from Texas announced his candidacy.
I'm running to serve you as the next president of the United States of America.
At a campaign stop in June, O'Rourke vowed to unite the country.
I'm going to make sure that we bring everybody in. We don't allow our differences to divide us or to define us. And that's going to be that kind of campaign that defeats Donald Trump. It's going to be that kind of campaign that brings this country together.
But O'Rourke lagged in the polls in the crowded Democratic presidential field. His campaign struggled with fundraising in recent months. Mike Gracia, Washington.
For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hong Kong is bracing for another weekend of protests following months of unrest that have plunged the Chinese-ruled territory into chaos. On Friday, Hong Kong police defended their crowd control actions on Halloween during a news conference. Kong Wing Chung, with the Hong Kong police, said that officers fired tear gas when confronted by a crowd of masked revelers.
We have spotted around 20 to 30 masked protesters in the vendetta mask, chanting slogans, and we cannot assure or we cannot confirm whether they are violent or not.
Police fired tear gas to break up the crowds in the central business district and were heckled by revelers complaining they were ruining the party spirit near the upmarket club district of Lan Kwai Fong on Thursday. Thousands of protesters took to the streets of Baghdad on Friday, confronting security forces, including on two bridges leading from Tahrir Square to the heavily fortified Green Zone. One woman died after being struck in the head with a tear gas canister. The Iraqi Human Rights Commission said more than 150 people were wounded when security forces opened fire with rubber bullets and tear gas. This month's protests in Iraq and similar demonstrations in Lebanon are fueled by local grievances and mainly directed at political elites, but they also pose a challenge to Iran, which closely backs both governments. Security forces have killed at least 250 people in Iraq in anti-government protests in the past month. Turkey and Russia launched joint patrols on Friday in northeastern Syria under a deal that halted a Turkish offensive against the Syrian Kurdish fighters who were forced to withdraw from the border area. Reuters' Emily Spickle reports.
A new military convoy rolling through northern Syria. These Turkish armored vehicles are heading to join their Russian counterparts. Ground and air units are also involved in the patrol. Overnight, the Turkish Defense Ministry said Turkey had handed over 18 men to the Russians. It's believed they are Syrian government soldiers who were detained in Syria near the Turkish border this week. At one point, this would have been an unlikely alliance. Russia is the Syrian government's most powerful ally, while Turkey has long backed Syria's rebel fighters. The Turkish-Russian deal last week allowed Syrian government forces to move back into areas around the border that they hadn't been to for years.
That's Reuters correspondent Emily Spickle. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Berg, VOA News.